You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Around lunchtime today, Traxion, the private rail service provider that operates on the African continent, had a press briefing. And in that briefing, they informed the market that they would be making a 3.4 billion rand initial investment in South Africa's freight rail, with potentially a 2.4 billion rand further future investment to come later down the line. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the Chief Executive Officer at Traxion, James Holly, joins me on the line now to see what to make of it. James, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Big announcement, certainly a big commitment to South African freight rail. Tell us about this investment and where it's going to be focused.
Jimmy, thanks very much and good to talk to you. So we operate in the Cape Gauge environment in South Africa and in Southern Africa. And there's a relatively limited number of countries around the world that operate on the same gauge. And because of that, the availability of high-quality second-hand locomotives around the world is relatively limited. New Zealand is one of the countries that also operate in the Cape Gauge. And Kiwi Rail, the government operator in New Zealand, has decided to replace their Wabtec fleet with a new low emissions fleet. And we have acquired locomotives from them in the past, and so the opportunity came for us to acquire that fleet. It's a very rare opportunity. You know, in my sort of circa 20 years in the industry, I haven't come across an opportunity of this nature to acquire this many locomotives. After the opportunity came across us, we then are partnering with Wabtec, the world's biggest and I think sort of preeminent diesel locomotive manufacturer around the world, to have a look at what upgrades we could do on these locomotives. And we came up with a program that we think makes really outstanding sense. The outcome of it is we're going to have extremely high capacity and very reliable locomotives in South Africa, with the first locomotives and operating within the next 12 months, but delivering them at a very cost-effective price into the market. And that for us was an opportunity that we couldn't forego. And so we've presented it to shareholders. We've reached financial close and the project's up and running.
Now, James, we're talking about 46 locomotives and almost 1,000 wagons here. What does this mean for the infrastructure that's going to then be put into South African freight rail? I get the sense that because of the fact that you operate in the Cape Gauge environment, you've got slightly narrower tracks that you're dealing with, and those conditions mean then that you need to optimize your operations. How is this going to affect what you do in South Africa and potentially what you're able to add towards the South African environment?
So I think that, you know, to my mind, I think there are a few really exciting parts and elements to this project. The first is that, you know, in March 2022, Cabinet approved a new national rail policy. And it was the first rail policy we've really had in the country in history. And it introduced sweeping changes for our railways. The famous transit monopoly of more than 100 years was effectively reversed through that policy with the introduction of competition on rail. Since then, we've had various different enabling legislation that's been passed. The Regulation of Transport Bill was other, the Freight was one, the Freight Logistics Roadmap, the PSP framework were others. And those have led to a position where we're in a position now with the confidence to make the investment. Reform is one thing, but without investment, reform is nothing. So the first exciting part of this project for me is that this is the first time in South Africa's history that you've got a significant investment into private freight rail capacity in the country to offer competitive rail services. The second part of this, part of this is that we've got about 79% of our procurement is with local suppliers. And about 60% is local content. So a really meaningful project for the South African rail industry. And then lastly, of course, you get the upstream economic benefit, which is, at the end of the day, the most important element of rail reform in the country. You know, the upstream economy employs 16 million people. And I think the rail industry ourselves, we employ about 100,000. And it's that upstream economy that stand on the back of network industries. And our railways are network industries. And the competitiveness of our railways has a direct impact on the competitiveness of the upstream economy. And that, for me, is the most important element of this project, because it's the first step into this extremely into a competitive rail environment in the country.
James, you touched on the fact that you reached financial close on the project ahead of rolling it out and ahead of making the announcement. I'm interested to know how a project like this even gets financed and what goes into kind of raising the 3.4 billion and I suppose the additional 2.4 billion that will later be rolled out.
Of course, like most projects, Jimmy, it's debt and equity. We have closed the first phase of our equity raise for this project, and we closed that on Monday last week. And then on the debt side, we have selected Absa as the primary banker, with Standard Bank in support. At this stage, we're going with a lot more equity than we would normally go with a project of this nature. But that's in order to ensure we're adequately protected for the first phase of delivery of this project. We'll refinance a lot of that equity into further expansion in the future. And part of that 2.4 billion rand project that we've got planned as a follow-up, we would certainly be looking to refinance some of the heavy equity that we put into this project into future expansion.
James, what are we looking at from a jobs perspective? I can imagine the investment would be coming alongside the ability to create jobs, expand on the jobs you existingly provide in the market. Is this going to be something that's going to allow you to help secure more jobs? I can imagine it definitely does secure more security around our freight rails network within the South African environment.
So we'll be employing 662 people. That's driver crews, technicians, and the support around those crews and technicians. Most of those people, the vast majority of those people, will go through our traction training center, which is government certified and now 20 years old. And we'll all be highly skilled people, which is, really good. But I think the truly exciting part of this comes back to the upstream benefits. It's through the engagement with the customers that we've been talking to for our investments into South Africa. We estimate that there's about a 5x multiplier for every job that we create in the upstream economy, of 5 jobs in the upstream economy. What then also, of course, comes as jobs in the downstream economy. We're going to be placing orders of about 207 million rand with the small and medium enterprises that we've worked with, some in some cases over decades, to service our key component parts into our assets. They'll be getting significant orders from us. We'll be placing 1.6 billion rand of wagon orders with South African manufacturers. Those are additional jobs that will be created as well. So, 662 direct jobs, significantly more upstream, and obviously further contributions downstream. So, it gives you a sense of the sort of enabling role that railways can play into an economy.
James, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts around when we expect this to be fully operational. Understandably, there's going to be some phased-in operations here. We have to wait for the imported wagons and trains to arrive or locomotives to arrive. But surely we can kind of hope that, I guess, by 2030, everything will be up and running.
The first train will be operating by this time next year, and then the last trains will be operating in the first quarter of 2028. And that, to me, really is a great part of this project, because any new build locomotive program, and building brand new locomotives from scratch, the first locomotives will be delivered in 2028 if the deposits were paid now. And there's obviously a very long fundraising and procurement process around new locomotives. So these locomotives will come to market a lot sooner than anything else, and I think that's a really exciting part of this project.
Significant investment going into South Africa's freight rail network, and we're going to hopefully reap the benefits of that in many, many years to come. We're going to leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Chief Executive Officer of Attraction, James Holly, for joining us to take a look at this and what their investment looks like.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.